This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so, you know, I talk about my family a lot on my show because my family means a lot to me. They really, really do. But also, you know, sometimes I need to look for help, and I go to my listeners for help because sometimes I don't think I really know how to parent. Nobody ever really taught me how to be a parent. We've talked about this. No instructions come out with the baby. And so I have like a little parenting dilemma. And I think I know what you guys are going to tell me to do, but that doesn't mean I want to do it. So I'm hoping there's somebody out there that tells me what I want to hear. Okay, so here's the scoop. Okay, I think one of my sons has a girlfriend. Not exciting. Okay, that could be very troublesome. Okay, you know, boys are kind of going through the whole puberty thing now. I don't need them pubertizing, you know, their way through school here. I want them to kind of just, you know, think of the books and, you know, just remember mama's the only woman in their life right now. So here's the thing, okay, if my son, is having a quote-unquote girlfriend, okay, I obviously don't know about any dating sort of behaviors because I would have to be the one to drive them out on the date. Right? You know, usually when they're in the ad age group, 14 years old or whatever, you know, mama still has to drive. He doesn't have an older brother to drive him. No, I have tried asking. I do. And the answer, the only answer I get is, my kid's in the stage where he mumbles. He doesn't enunciate. One of my children, he enunciates all the time. Mom, the cat just took a leak. You know, I mean, you know, he enunciates very well. But the other one is in that state. Do you have lunch money for school? Is that a yes or no? All of it's mumbling. So when I asked him, do you have a girlfriend? I got the answer, Now, the reason why I took that as a negative, is because he shook his head. I think what it is boys, especially with, you know, puberty and then the voice becoming lower, and then they start to lose a little self-esteem because they don't know what's happening to their body. You know, are they supposed to grow hair? Are they not supposed to grow hair? Are they supposed to start having body odor? Are they not supposed to have body odor? You know, what's happening below the belt? You know, and why is it weighing them down? You know, and I think, you know, the last thing teenage boys think about is communication skills and enunciation and, you know, discrete consonant sounds after every word spoken and dangling participles. They got enough stuff dangling right now. They're not going to worry about any dangling participle. So anyway, I can't get him to talk to me. Okay. All I get is, ugh. So I was thinking about sodium thiopental. give him some truth serum, see if I could get anything out of him. But how do I go from my baby who, you know, would hold my hand and would cuddle up in my lap, okay, and tell me everything, to now you have a teenager where it's just meh. And sometimes I could discern a leave me alone, mom, in that, you know, but as the voice gets lower, now, by the way, I am hard of hearing, and I think the kids learn that whenever they do high-pitched squeaks, I can't hear them, the lower you speak, the easier it is to understand. Always do that. If you have an elderly parent who can't hear you, rather than start screaming at them, Mom, I said you're spilling food all over your blouse. No, don't do that. Go, Mom, you're spilling food on your blouse. And then they hear that better. So the lower frequencies, older people will hear better. So I'm wondering if that's why my kid just goes, what do you want for dinner? Jeez. Okay, I got the mac and cheese part right. Did you say you wanted a salmon salad? Ugh. All right, salmon salad. I swear to God. I'm not lying about this. This is what I deal with. Okay, so I guess the advice I need is, okay, my boy may be having a babe, and I kind of want to know about it. And if he doesn't want me to know about it, how am I supposed to teach him about the birds and bees? And teach? Well, I know he doesn't want to hear all that stuff, but I'm his mama. Okay, I'm his mama. This is what I'm supposed to do. I'm supposed to scare my boys into not going anywhere near another woman for the rest of their lives. That's my job. Yeah, they need progeny, but I could always get them a test tube, baby. If I have access to sodium thiopental, you don't think I have access to test tubes for in vitro fertilization? I'll carry the baby. They really don't need to start dating and then getting involved in a relationship and getting their hearts broken and then getting married and getting divorced. You know, they could live. No, they don't have to live with me the rest of their lives. They just have to live across the street. Maybe, no, and next door. I don't want them crossing the street. It's dangerous. 1-8- I don't know. I just feel like I'm losing the kids. You know, they don't want to talk to their mama. I do not embarrass them. There is nothing I do that is embarrassing to them. I think they think I'm cool. You know how I know that? Because when I ask my kid, does he think I'm cool? He says with a resounding, "Nay." 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I want to talk about the Six Flags amusement park roller coaster accident. Pretty scary because Magic Mountain. Do you guys remember going to Magic Mountain in Valencia years ago before it was Six Flags? It was cool then. I haven't been there since the 70s. I remember Magic Mountain had some scary roller coasters. Well, now that there are Six Flags, once you put the Six Flags name on it, you know there's some big monster roller coasters. So we'll talk about this Ninja roller coaster and what happened to those people. We'll also talk about how a report now out of the UN is saying 6% of American adults are hooked on pills. I look at this as good news that it's only 6%. I thought it was going to be 10 or 12%. All right, what do you guys think about that? Exactly. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237. Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Springtime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
You guys all dancing out there? All right, enough dancing. We got a lot to talk about here. Six Flags roller coaster accident. This made me really, really nervous. I get a lot of email alerts, and I had gotten an alert from KFI. Luckily, I got the alert that the people were safe. I was actually going to be taking my kids to Six Flags in the next couple weeks. I was going to try to sneak away one weekend, and then I realized, you know what, it's going to be too hot, and there may be a roller coaster derailment. No, I'm sure it's fine. Overall, I got to admit, overall, roller coaster injuries are really far and few between. they've been in the news a lot because remember last year somebody had fallen out of a Six Flags roller coaster and died. The belt wasn't completely, I guess the belt wasn't fastened, and witnesses said she was screaming as the ride was going on, going, I'm not fastened in before it happened. That's pretty scary stuff. Well, in this particular case, they were at a Southern California Six Flags in Valencia. I love Valencia, California. Six Flags Magic Mountain. And apparently a pine tree fell on the track of the roller coaster and injured 4 people and left about 24 people hanging 20 to 30 feet in the air for several hours. According to one of the riders, Jeremy Ead, he said, we were going across one turn and all of a sudden a loud noise happened. That has got to be scary. They were on the Ninja Coaster. And they said the front car became dislodged after colliding with a branch lying atop the tracks. This was after 5:30 p.m. Monday. It took the rescue crews 3 hours to evacuate the 22 riders, one at a time for the roller coaster. 2 passengers had been taken to a nearby hospital as a precautionary measure, but they say all the injuries, thank God, were minor. Now, they say, unlike traditional roller coasters, the cars of the Ninja Coaster dangle below the track from a cable. So rather than you sit on top of the roller coaster in a nice little cart, hold on tight, and then you flip this, you're dangling from above. Oh, I'm scared of heights. I'm scared of roller coasters. I go on them, but I'd pee on myself if this happened. Big time. They call this roller coaster, apparently on the Six Flags website, the Ninja Coaster is the black belt of roller coasters. You're hanging from the track, and it's shoulder harnesses secure you in place, but you don't sit in one place because you're swinging all over a full 90 degrees each way. Some people still left the ride going, this is cool, dude, but the people dangling, they weren't that happy. They said it took at least 45 minutes to get any sort of a response, according to one of the witnesses. He told CBS Los Angeles, he says he's not going to be returning to Magic Mountain. He said, we just want to get out of here. I know, that's some scary stuff. Park officials have closed the ride temporarily while the track undergoes maintenance and inspection. Now, again, thank God this didn't happen in a death. All right, the 2013 injury that happened, I think it was this time last year, wasn't it, in Arlington, Texas? Another Six Flags. My husband had taken my kids to that same Six Flags a couple years back. My kids love Six Flags. We're huge fans. It's just they need to get their acts together with these roller coasters, honestly. This is some scary stuff. However, they say, according to the LA Times, they looked at 2,000 accident reports filed in 57 area parks between 2007 and 2012. Nearly one-fifth of these reports were motion sickness. All right, so when people file an accident report, sometimes it's motion sickness. Now, why would you have motion sickness? Well, remember, we talked about vertigo and your vestibular system and your ear and the labyrinth of your inner ear. Okay, if you suffer from vertigo or have a potential for that, okay, you could then get motion sickness. I hope nobody's getting morning sickness on these rides. That would be a very, very interesting roller coaster. Shouldn't be at a kids' park then. All right, anyway, they say about 350 injuries occurred during the six-year period. So 350 injuries out of the 2,000 accident reports. They say that's small because usually there's about 40 million visitors. I would think the number one injury you get going to the amusement park is heat stroke, because you are standing out there in those lines. And then if you want water, they sell bottled water for like $3.50 a bottle. So you obviously don't want to spend that kind of money for water. So you know what? I'm just going to save it. And then you keep your mouth closed. Right? Don't you do that? You're like, do you want to go get a water? How much are they? It looks like it's $4.50 a bottle. Oh, never mind. And then everybody closes their mouth. Like, to try to save their fluids. So, yeah, see, no, me, I have, no, I'm not closing my mouth. I got plenty of fluids. See, I got plenty of fluid around. I'm a happy girl. I don't have to. But so I would think heat stroke and dehydration would probably be one of the biggest. And then the next would be the falls. Everybody tries to run. I got my fast pass. And then they run really fast. They're trying to carry all their crap and things are falling. Like the sippy cups are falling. The water cups are falling. Then the kid always has to stop and tie his shoe. I never understood that with my kids. I used to do that too. I would stop and tie my shoe in the middle of the street. What it is, it's our fault as parents. We yell at our kids to tie our shoes. And we are now so conditioned as kids that our mom is going to yell at us to tie the shoe that the second we see our shoe untied, we stop to tie the shoe. And that's why, I mean, I remember I was in the middle of I don't know if it was Ralph's parking lot in L.A., I was like only three. I immediately started tying my shoe, so my butt was sticking out, and I'm sitting there tying my shoe, bent over, and then a car had driven up right onto me and just stood there and then honked. And it was so loud that I fell and I started crying. So my mom turns around. She sees this big Buick or whatever the hell, and me lying in front of the car crying. She freaked out. He said, no, I just honked because, you know, this stupid girl was sitting there, you know, tying the shoe in the middle of the parking lot. And we're from L.A., you know, we need to move. Okay, you know, we need to get grooving here. It was the 1970s. They're probably like, you know, we're trying to groove, right, jive, turkey? And my mom's like, I know jive, turkey. And then my mom went and started fighting with them. It was great. It was good. Oh, you do not mess with my mom. Not in the 70s. Now you can mess with her. It's 2014. She's older now. But in the 70s, oh, Lily, no. No, you leave my mama alone. She was one foxy Cleopatra jive mama. All right. So anyway, so the second injury I would think we would get from amusement parks is tripping over the stupid kids. Not the stupid kids, but, you know, our kids that do stupid things. Tying their shoe when you're just trying to get in line for the fast pass. Whew. Sometimes we run to get the $4.50 bottled water, and that could cause injuries too. So that would be next. Okay. Let me see here. How much money do they make? They make a lot of money. Okay. Alright, that was, Six Flags. Now, I'm proud of Six Flags. I think Six Flags became really big. When did they really start? Like in the 80s? When people, I mean, I know there was some Six Flags back east or in the Midwest. I didn't know much about them. Now, there's like Six Flags everywhere. And, you know, once you hear it's a Six Flags, you're like, okay, those are some big monster roller coasters. Because they always have those, not contests, those surveys of the top 10 roller coasters and in the U.S. and the Six Flags amusement parks throughout the country usually nail it. 6 out of 10 of those all the time. So, yeah. All right. By the way, when I had a kidney stone, they told me to stay away from roller coasters. There's a lot of health conditions. A lot of health conditions you need to be aware of that you can't be on a roller coaster. Okay, one is, like I said, if you suffer from vertigo, your head being moved side to side and you being jerked around all over the place, all right, that could induce vertigo. It can induce motion sickness. You could have vertigo and motion sickness symptoms for days afterwards. So some people will actually wear like a scopolamine patch, motion sickness patch. I prefer you guys go to like a place like the Balance Center or some of these balance centers that you have, or I think there's also a Werner Institute where I live, there where they can actually do balance therapy and help with your vertigo or pre-vertigo conditioning before you go on a boat ride or before you go on a roller coaster. Check that out. That's really important. If you have vertigo or motion sickness tendencies when you go on trips, whether it be on a boat or a roller coaster, etc., you can get some preconditioning done at some of these balance centers out there. So definitely check that out. Talk to your ENT. Or your family medical provider. If you have a heart condition, obviously, conditions where the heart stops and starts. Heart conditions, I always say, just avoid it. If you're pregnant, a lot of times they want you to avoid, you know, because you're shaking the baby around and you don't want to be having any shear forces. It all depends on these roller coasters, but boy, they knock you all over the place. And then kidney stone. They said, once I had a kidney stone, I need to be very careful on a roller coaster. And I'm like, what? And they're like, well, like, wait, no. And so I didn't roller coaster for years until finally I said, you know what, it's worth the kidney stone. Okay, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. We really, really do appreciate it. You can follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. Howie writes, Doctor, how do you feel about telemedicine? Telemedicine has been in the news a lot. I saw an article yesterday that Medicare may actually expand payment for telemedicine services. Medicare may actually start paying medical providers to go on the web or Skype and talk to you. Now, telephone codes have been around for a while, and I don't want to talk about the money part first. I'll talk about the medical ramifications in a minute. But the money part is always very, very important because money drives a lot in medicine. It does, whether you want it to or not. And there are codes for telephone encounters. Right? And I have been through 15 billers. None of them knew how to get me paid for telephone encounters, so I just stopped. I just never charged for them. I just did telephone encounters for free until it got to the point that I just didn't have the time to do that anymore. Come in, make an office visit, so, you know, we sit down and do this right, and so I get paid for my time. It's a very weird thing for me to say, but it's the honesty of it. I mean, you could only do so much for free. If I could sit on the phone or sit on air all day long and answer people's questions for free, how do I pay my staff? How do I pay, you know, my expenses? So I'm allowed to have some sort of competency in business and understand, you know, cost versus expenses and income versus expenses. So, you know, I'm allowed to be very nuts and bolts about that sort of thing. But the ramifications for the population, we are going to go to telemedicine. All right. Telemedicine is happening. You're going to be Skyping, FaceTiming your medical provider, within easily 5 to 10 years as your routine visit. Okay. Doctors are going to probably realize it doesn't make sense to have an expensive office and to pay for staff. And if all these other organizations and industries are now firing people and converting staff positions to robots, computers, etc., the medical system, even though we are trying to fight it as long as we can, is going to eventually go that same way. Okay? If we don't have to pay for a staff person and their health care and their workers' comp, right, because, you know, we're now relying on electronic software, then it's going to be the way of the future with the industry of healthcare as well. And I told you, I've been flying out of McCarran Airport for decades now because my home is Las Vegas, Nevada, and where it went from 6 or 7 parking lot operators, now you see maybe 1, if that, and everything else is computerized. Okay? You know, computers and machines are taking over human jobs. And that's what's going to happen with medicine. So many doctors right now are going out of business. They cannot afford their expenses. It costs too much to run a practice. So solo doctors like myself that practice solo, not Han Solo. I know we forgot to talk about Star Wars yesterday. We'll talk about that in a minute. Anyway, but solo doctors like myself, we can't take on the expenses of the office. So we join big groups. We do some sort of combo type arrangement with other doctors, or we just retire early. And as a patient, for you guys, you're noticing it become a lot more difficult to get into your doctor. Okay? Now you're calling a medical center as opposed to your neighbor corner doc. You know? Dr. Dahlia, I mean, one of the reasons why I go by Dr. Dahlia is nobody really calls me by my last name anyway. Dr. Wax. Most people don't call me Dr. Wax. They call me by my first name. All right? You know, here she is. She's on the corner. I'll run in. I'll see her. I'll run out. All right? I could do that because it's my own mom and pop shop. But that's not going to happen much longer. All right? And so as we start to already give up the personal contact, right, and become a little bit more separated and distant, because now you have medical centers and you have to go up a few floors and you wait in the waiting room and then you see the doctor and you get them for 5-10 minutes, which is kind of already what's happening now. Why not start moving towards an electronic system or a Skype system? Now, how would that work for the doctor? Well, the doctor would probably have to sit, the medical provider would have to probably sit in front of a desk or sit in a room for an extended period of time, have great visuals, all right, have the patient chart, and sit there and do the one-on-one. So rather than seeing the patient and talking to the patient and touching the patient and, you know, really looking deep into the patient's orifices, it's going to be a superficial sort of encounter. For some medical conditions, it'll probably fly. It will work. I think we've already given up on doing the best possible care. To once we gave into this new era of healthcare and Obamacare, we've decided to go, you know what? Half-assed works. And so telemedicine is half-assed. It is. All right? But it's going to do the job. And so be ready for it. That's all I could say. Just be prepared. Now, okay, this idea that doctors may get paid. Well, what type of reimbursement? I don't know. You know, whenever they say insurance pays, all right, or do they pay you 12 cents? Do they pay you $2.42? I don't know. But they are proposing payment for psychoanalysis, family psychotherapy without the patient present, family psychotherapy, conjoint psychotherapy with patient present. I think that's where you talk to the family and the patient's not there, and so then you kind of prep the family that, okay, when the patient comes, this is what we're going to talk about. I don't know. All right. So, you know, in terms of therapy sessions, yeah, talking to a person on the phone, talking to a person through Skype does have benefits. Is it as good as sitting in the room and holding their hand and watching very subtle body movements like blinks, etc.? No, it's not. There is nothing that'll replace the face-to-face personal interaction. Nothing. Okay? Because you do lose a lot through the transmission. Okay? You may think a person is frowning and they're not. Skype is getting better now. It's getting better and better. But some of us have bad bandwidths. I mean, I don't know. I pick up on the nuances. That's how I was trained. I pick up on the hair grabbing, the pulling on a strand. You know, like, for example, you know, some people, they always grab at their hair. But then if you see one just sit there and tug at one particular, you know, hair, you may ignore it because afar it just looks like, oh, they're just stroking their hair, making their hair look pretty. But when you see somebody pull on a single strand of hair, you know we're coming into some very anxiety-provoking territory. And so going back to how you as a patient should prepare, you should have a sit-down heart-to-heart with your medical provider, nurse practitioner, PA, doctor, chiropractor, whatever. Okay? Sit down with them and a deal and say, you know, look, all right, I'm understanding that telemedicine is going to probably be here faster than we ever thought. Okay? And I also predict telemedicine will actually dictate as you talk, like if there's going to be some transcription service. So now doctors don't even have to write in the electronic medical record that they can't stand doing as it is. These telemedicines are going to be doing so much that doctors are going to be like, oh, hell, this is easy. All right. But you need to sit down and you got to talk to your old school doctor. Okay. Because us old school doctors aren't going to be around much longer, as new school doctors are going to learn how to do stuff over an internet. Okay. So us old school doctors are going, look, you know, if the poop really hits the fan, what should I do? When should I just trust telemedicine and when shouldn't I? And have a heart-to-heart and say, look, because of your family history of heart disease, just keep doing X, Y, and Z, and then you're in between visits. You know, that kind of thing. Just come up with a plan. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
Speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Thank you.
back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Right, before I go into this report that a bunch of people in the U.S. are hooked on prescription drugs, and we've talked about that a lot on the show. One thing we haven't talked about is a subject brought up on the answer line. When I was out of town, we had multiple calls. Some of them I can't air because they rant a lot about Obamacare, and I don't really want to talk about Obamacare this month. I think I'm kind of done with the subject for now. Temporarily, we're going to have to bring it up a lot during the election. But one of you had left a message ranting about how they don't like their doctor. The doctor makes them come in to see them. The doctor doesn't spend any time with them. You know, kind of the typical same old that, you know, many of us have already seen. And we've talked about this a lot on the show. But I'm listening to her go off and just go on and on and on, which is why I didn't make you guys listen to the call. I didn't even know how to, you know, shorten it in time to fit my, you know, show, because it was going on and on and on. Like, I go on and on and on. But I just kind of got the feel. What I heard from her was she really dislikes her doctor. She dislikes most of the doctors. She doesn't really have faith in doctors, period, or the medical system. And I think she despises us. Now, where did this change happen from doctors being revered to doctors being despised? This is a big problem. And if we look at how society has changed, there's so many changes that are happening to me too quickly for me. I mean, remember in the 60s, pilots, people looked at pilots as, huh? I still do. When I see a pilot at the airport, probably because so many of them are like hot, you know, it's like, ah, oh, pilot. Hi, Mr. Pilot. But, you know, nowadays, many people, when they hear pilot, they don't get excited about a pilot. They think about, oh, you know, somebody drinking in the bar and then getting behind the wheel drunk. And, you know, we've started to lose that iconic image of pilots, and I'm hearing we're losing that image of our police officers and our first responders. You know, we lost the image, the iconic image of our military that we used to have after Vietnam. I mean, our soldiers would come home from World War II, come home from Korea with open arms by Vietnam. People would be spitting on our soldiers. When did that happen? Why did that happen? All right. I mean, our soldiers are our heroes. If they're, you know, doing what the country is telling them to do, you know, you don't, and, you know, putting their lives on the line for us, you don't come back and spit on them or give them a crappy VA medical system. But that's a different subject for a different day. So me as a doctor, all right, I was, you know, growing up in the 70s and 80s. And so I knew doctors were cool. I remember liking my doctor, and I remember liking my nurse. And I didn't go into medicine because I wanted people to go, ah, Dr. Dahlia, yay. You know, I like that a little bit, you know. But I wasn't expecting to get that as a doctor. I was expecting to do that in show business, not as a physician, because you don't go into medicine to be famous. You don't get your MD or your DO or your, and go through all that work because you want to write books and be able to sit on a couch with Oprah and sell supplements and be, you know, the cool Dr. Oz. That's not why you do it. It may happen where you just end up falling into show business or whatever, but if somebody is really wanting to be a doctor, a true, true medical provider, it's because they really want to help people. Right? Lord knows it's not for money. Okay? Because the money is not to be made. But when we, you know, we were just talking about telemedicine, and we're about to talk about this topic of people being hooked on prescription drugs. The number was lower than I expected, but it's still very, very high. And it's people are different now. People want different things. People don't come to me going, "Oh, you're my doctor. I want your opinion." No. Many people do not want my opinion. Many people want their medicine. They tell me what they want. Now, is it because they could read on the internet? and they feel empowered and educated. I dig the internet. I think it's great that people are learning. All right. But, you know, take it with a grain of salt. Some of these sites are tainted or biased. You need to realize that. But it's a much different attitude. Look, I just came in here for my pills and you are holding my pills hostage. So just give me my gosh darn prescription. I'm like, wait a second. That's not what you're coming to me for. You're coming to me because you are asking me to manage a condition. No, I'm not. I don't want you managing nothing. I just want my prescription. And this is what we've become. I didn't go to medical school, go through all the expense and hard work and all the strain on my family to be your Pez dispenser. Okay? And that's how we are. Now, I'm not saying this because I want you to feel sorry for us. No. But what I'm saying is if telemedicine or an impersonal way of talking to your doctor is the way of the future, it's because you guys brought it on. You didn't want to sit down with me. You didn't want me to hold your hand. You wanted nothing to do with me. You wanted me to just sit there and give you your Ambien or give you your Viagra or give you your Lortab or give you your Valium or give you your Xanax or give you your Z-Pak or give you your Anusol suppositories. You didn't want me to teach you how to insert the Anusol suppository, but that's what I'm trained to do. Do you know how many years it took me to learn how to solidify and how to perfect and execute a proper suppository application? No, you guys don't care. You don't want my training. You just want my prescribing abilities. Now, this is where the danger comes in, okay? The danger comes in when people start to think that doctors are of no use and medical providers are of no use. Then somebody decides to make a law going, well, we don't need them. Let's get them out of the equation. You guys could have access to your own medications. Go over the counter or go and prescribe. We'll have other people be able to, we'll just let everybody prescribe. Everybody can prescribe the medicine. Yeah, but they didn't have any training to. This person over here, he runs a pharmacy. Pharmacists rock. They know medicines inside and out, but they may not know how to manage a polycythemia patient or a porphyria patient or a, they didn't get that training. That's not what they're trained in. They're trained to know the insides and outs of the body and the chemistry, et cetera, and how medicines and pharmaceuticals act on that. They aren't trained in managing diabetes. Then train them. Fine. Train them. So what we're going to start seeing over the next 5 years, 10 years, and 20 years is the doctor is going to become less and less significant and integral into your care. They in theory are integral, okay? But the society is not going to see that. And there's going to be a big push to not have the dependency on the medical providers. All right? Now, I would love to just walk into a store, get my birth control, walk out, and not have to get a pap smear. That's great. That's fine. Okay? But that's not why you go to a doctor to get your birth control, okay? It's to get your questions answered. Well, what happens when I'm menopausal? When do I stop this? Okay, what happens if I'm going on a plane and my leg starts to swell? You know, does that mean I could be having, you know, what type of side effects could I be having with this medication? Okay, there's an education that we doctors and medical providers have. And that's becoming less valuable because people just go on the internet. Are we really going to need doctors anymore? Yesterday we were talking about this test, how you could do a saliva test on your smartphone. You could spit into this tube on your smartphone. They developed this test to look for cortisol levels. Well, if you're going to be able to pee and poop on your smartphone and have it tell you answers, are you even going to need us? Probably the only profession out there that may be safe are surgeons. I don't know. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY. Don't go away.
Oh. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.